What do you say? Do you want to stop or do you want to go? McKesson and Robbins, makers of Kellogg's Tooth Powder and Bexell Vitamin B Complex Capsules, present the mental magic carpet of radio, Stop or Go, starring Joey Brown with Matty Malnick's orchestra. And tonight's special guest stars, Jack Benny, Dorothy L'Amour, Rudy Vallee, Orson Welles, and Hedda Hopper. And now...
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Orson Welles. I've come here tonight to add my small tribute to the thousands of messages that have been received from all over the world congratulating Joey Brown on his 44th anniversary in show business. There's no better loved person in the entertainment world than Joey Brown. He's endeared himself to the public by his many humorous roles on the stage, on the screen, and on the radio. He's beloved by every boy and girl in our armed forces. Joe has entertained these kids in every theater of the war. His recently published book entitled Your Kids and Mine is one of the most human and intimate accounts of our fighting forces yet to come out of this war. But I don't know why I should stand here and open my big mouth when there's a man standing here who can top me. And here he is, the man who started in show business 44 years ago with the same jokes he's using today, Joey Brown.
Thank you. Thanks for coming, folks, and thanks for tuning in. I want to thank you, too, Orson, for that lovely speech. The first part of the speech, I mean.
Well, now, Joe, I hope you didn't resent me saying that you had a big mouth. I think it's a wonderful trademark, like Durante's nose and Clark Gable's ears and Lana Turner's sweater. It's a nice trademark. I think your mouth is beautiful.
Oh, Orson, you're just saying that. You're just saying that because it's true.
Joe, will you do a favor for me? Just once, I'd like to see you open your mouth real wide.
You mean all the way?
All the way.
Oh, I don't want to.
No, I'll go ahead.
Oh, I don't want... Well, all right.
That was wonderful, Joe. I only wish my brother was here so he could have looked into your mouth.
Why, is he a dentist?
No, he's looking for an apartment.
Why don't you give him your place when you move out?
But I'm not moving. I'm staying right here. No, I'm not. I'm staying right here. Right out there, it says, rather, on my farm. Good old RFD, number 3.
I thought that now that the election is over, you'd be moving in with good old FDR, number 4.
Thank you for that.
Well, let's quit horse and Orson and get on with the game of stop or go.
Well, let's go back to FDR.
Oh, no, he's elected. Forget it. This is your chance.
We've got to start in now.
You did all right, Orson. This is your chance to win $80. What have you selected as your destination?
Holgate, Ohio.
Don't say it that way. That's my hometown. That's where I was born.
Well, that's right, Joan. If it's all the same to you, I'll pass up the $80 and instead... In honor of your 44th anniversary as an actor, I'd like to give our listeners a thumbnail sketch of the early life of Joey Brown. Music, Professor Malnick, if you please. Joe E. Brown. July 28th, 1891. In the early hours of a bright and sunshiny day, the stork hovers over the city of Holgate, bearing a tiny little bundle. At the simple cottage of Matthew and Anna Brown, the stork circles low and drops the precious bundle.
Ouch! My safety pin was open.
The happy mother, Mrs. Brown, gazes at the face of her infant son. She turns to the father and speaks.
Well, Matthew, we have a son. What do you think of him? Well, speak, Matthew. What do you think of him?
Well, we can always hide him in the attic.
Look,
I get a character like that, I can get my teeth into it.
Oh, look there, Matthew. The baby's lips are moving. I think he's going to say something.
Goo-goo.
Is that all you can say, baby? Just goo?
Correct. When you gotta go, you gotta go.
2 years later, May 4th, 1893, in a public park in Holgate, a nurse, wheeling a baby carriage, stops to chat with a policeman.
Hello there, Officer McWell.
Well, hello, Maggie. Why are you dragging that baby carriage behind you instead of pushing it in front of you?
Well, sure, the brown baby is in that carriage, and I can't stand to look at his ugly kisser.
June 10th, 1898. Who is that, Barry Fitzgerald? It was a red-letter day when Joe E. Brown entered school. The years passed, but Joe didn't. Joe finally left Holgate subnormal with a degree of FFAM.
Hey, wait a minute, Orson. What is that FFAM?
Full-fledged apprentice moron.
Look, Orson, I'm surprised at you. Why do you come on my show and tell those bum jokes?
Well, I gotta tell them someplace. I haven't got a show of my own. Thanks, Joe, for the use of your audience.
Thank you, Orson. Ladies and gentlemen, when people ask me to describe Hollywood, I say, Hollywood is a town on the west coast of the United States completely surrounded by Hedda Hopper. And we're very happy to have that famous and gracious lady here tonight. Meet our next contestant on Stop or Go, Miss Hedda Hopper.
Oh, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I'm very happy to be here for Joe's 44th anniversary. And I want to say that for a guy that's been facing audiences for 44 years, you certainly wore well.
Thanks, Hedda. And I want to say that you haven't done badly yourself. I see you've got quite a nest egg.
What nest egg?
Don't tell me that thing on your head is a hat.
Do you like it? I shot it myself last summer.
Looks like you shot it out of season. Hedda, when you're out gathering your news for this column of yours, is it true that you peek through keyholes?
Oh, Joe, that's preposterous. I never peek through keyholes.
Is that so? Then how come you're only bloodshot in one eye?
Because, Joe, in Hollywood, a pretty girl has to sleep with one eye open.
Yeah, I see. But why is your eye... Oh, never mind. Hedda, how about taking a whirl at Stop or Go and see if you can win $80?
No, thanks, Joe. I came here to talk about your 44 years in show business. I'd like to ask you a few questions. Tell me, Joe, have you ever been written up in Who's Who?
No, but I had my picture in What's This?
Oh, come now, Joe. You're being too modest. You know I've got to have a story for my column. Tell us about your early days in show business.
Well, I started out with a circus when I was 9 years old. Mm-hmm. First, I was an acrobat. Then I became a lion tamer.
Mm-hmm.
If I do say so myself, I did a great act with that lion.
Ah, yes, and how that audience cheered when that lion stuck his head in your mouth.
Now you start. Gosh, Ed, I didn't know that you saw me do that act.
Oh, I didn't see it, Joe. My grandmother told me about it.
Now, wait a minute, Hedda. You were around when I did that act.
Oh, now, really, Joe. I'll admit that I'm at the age where a cup of hot tea rests me, but I'm not that old.
Well, you're old enough to remember the last president, aren't you?
Why, of course, everybody remembers him.
No, I mean the one before Roosevelt.
Now, Joe, is that nice?
But, Hedda, you hurt my feelings. After all, I'm not very old either. I don't know why you should make fun of my age and my big mouth. If I wasn't a full-grown man, I'd cry. And I always thought you were one of my best friends.
Oh, no, Joe, don't say that. Don't call me just a friend. I thought I was more to you than just a friend. Is there something you'd rather call me than friend?
No, Hedda. You and I could never be anything but friends.
Oh, please, Joe, don't say that. Come over here. Come over here.
Over here?
Yes. Rest your head on my shoulder. That's it. There. Now, am I just a friend?
Yes, just a friend.
Oh, no. Let me put my cheek against yours. There. Now. Am I still just a friend?
Yes. Just a friend.
Well, then there's only one thing left to do. I must kiss you.
Gosh. Well, thanks, Hedda, for coming here tonight. You're a great sport, and you'll always be one of my dearest friends.
Say, Joe, how do you feel on the 44th anniversary of your theatrical career?
Gosh, Ted, I feel great, huh? You know, all these big stars, Jack Benny, Orson Welles, Rudy Vallee, Hedda Hopper, coming down here to help me celebrate, sure makes a fellow feel wonderful.
Oh, gee, that's too bad.
Too bad? What kind of a crack is that? I said I feel great.
Yeah, I know, Joe. I just meant that if you feel great, then Bexell won't be of much help to you.
There it is, folks. There it is.
It's when you don't feel great, when you feel nervous, low, mentally, and physically tired because of a vitamin B deficiency in your diet. It's then that Bexell can help you guard against these symptoms. So, supplement your diet with vitamin B. And when choosing a vitamin B, remember this. Bexell is the largest-selling vitamin B complex capsule in America today. And for good reasons.
Bexell contains not one or two, but five of the B vitamins.
When taken as directed, Bexell gives you double the minimum daily requirement of all-important thiamine.
Bexell is made by the century-old pharmaceutical house of McKesson and Robbins.
Bexell comes to you in a capsule. A capsule which protects the delicate vitamins against light, air, and moisture.
Add all these reasons together, and doesn't it make sense to get Bexell, the nation's number one B-complex capsule? Excel with Bexell. That's Bexell. B-E-X-E-L. And now back to Joey Brown and his guests, Orson Welles, Hedda Hopper, Jack Benny, and Rudy Vallee.
Did I hear someone paging me? Hi-ho, everybody. Hi-ho, this is Rudy Vallee.
Welcome, Rudy. Welcome to Stop or Go.
I'm happy to be here, Joe. I wouldn't have missed this 44th anniversary party for anything. I came over tonight particularly to see your scars.
Scars? What scars?
Well, Joe, during 44 years of standing in front of audiences, you must have stopped something harder than a tomato.
Now, Rudy, you shouldn't have said that. I remember when you had your nose lifted so you could be heard in the balcony.
Look here, Joe, let's not talk about me. Let's talk about you. Joe, I want you to know that you're a source of real inspiration to all us young lads who are just starting out in show business.
Now, wait a minute, Rudy. Just a minute. First it's Orson Welles, then Hedda Hopper. Now you come along and try to make me out an old man. Oh, Rudy, I happen to have the figure of a 15-year-old boy.
Well, Joe, you'd better give it back to him. You're bending it badly.
If my figure is a little bent, Rudy, it got that way from hard work.
I'm glad you admit it, Joe.
Well, that's my excuse. What is yours, Rudy?
Joe, don't think it's been easy for me either. Standing up in front of people year after year singing, oh, give me something to remember you by, and never knowing what I was going to get.
Oh, Rudy, I knew you were going to be a great success the first time I heard you sing. I said to myself, there's a kid that's going to take the shortening bread right out of Nelson Eddy's mouth.
Yes, Joe, I remember when you said
don't
that.
Don't wait for that one, Rudy.
You said that back in my college days at Maine University.
Maine? I was never at Maine University.
That's strange. I distinctly remember a fellow who looked just like you. He was in our medical class.
He looked like me, huh? Was he studying?
Nothing. We were studying him.
See, Rudy, I appreciate your coming over here and saying all those nice things about me. But after all, this is Stop or Go. How would you like to pick a destination and see if you can win the $80?
Fine, Joe. I'll take Manila.
We're out of Manila, but MacArthur will have it back any day now. Not such a bad joke for an old man at that, is it? So, I'll tell you. Suppose, as your subject, you take music. Mm-hmm. We'll need the assistance of our orchestra, Matty Malnick and his Los Angeles River Washouts.
A clean-looking band if I ever saw one.
Rudy, I'm going to have the orchestra play a portion of a familiar song. All you have to do is to identify it.
Seems fair enough. Let's have the music.
Okay. One, two. All right, Rudy, what is it?
I'd like to have the boys play it again. I didn't quite get the first part.
Hmm. Well, that's all right. We want to be absolutely fair about this thing. Better play it slower this time, fellas. Ready? One, two. Okay, Rudy, there you are. Now, what is it?
The 65th measure of the 5th cadenza, the 3rd movement of the 6th symphony written by Tchaikovsky in the spring of 1893. No, 1894.
94, yes. Oh, yes. But on what color paper?
Ha 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 ha!
White. Wrong. Yellow. Sorry, Rudy. Better luck next time. Well, glad to have had you on our show, boy.
Now, wait a minute, Joe. Yes. I came over here as your guest tonight. Yes, after all, I could have spent my time to better advantage. I could be home playing with my yo-yo.
Now, Rudy, I know what you're thinking, and I don't want anyone to go away from here feeling that Joey Brown is not far and square. You missed the question, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
You mean you're going to give me the $80?
No. I'm going to let you sing a song.
Joe, I'd like to ask a favor of you.
No, I don't lend money, Rudy.
No, it's not that, Joe. You know my reputation for encouraging young talent.
Well, I've read about it in the papers.
Well, Joe, I've got a lovely young girl here with me tonight. She's trying to make good in Hollywood, and you know how tough that is.
You're talking to the right man.
Well, this little kid is beautiful, Joe, and she has a lovely voice. I'd like you to let her sing a song in this show tonight.
But, Rudy, wait a minute. This is a coast-to-coast show. I'd be kind of scared to louse to show up with an amateur.
Oh, don't use such a word, please, Joe.
Well, that, I just threw
give
that
this little girl a chance.
Louse.
What have you got to lose?
What have I got to lose? My sponsor. Rudy, does this girl really mean a lot to you?
Joe, she means as much to me as McKesson does to Robbins.
That did it, Rudy. Bring her on. What's her name?
Here she is, and her name is Dorothy L'Amour.
Dorothy L'Amour! Yes.
Thank you. Joe, I just had to come down here tonight to wish you luck, old-timer. Gee, you're looking swell, Pop.
I'm glad to see you, too, Dottie, but what's the idea of the old-timer and pop stuff?
Take it easy. I was only kidding, Joe.
That's better.
Joe, you know, to me, you'll always be the Mickey Rooney of the Civil War. And...
I don't quite get it, Dorothy.
And I really came here tonight to ask you to do something for me. I want to have a radio show of my own. Now, you can help me because you've got connections.
Dottie, I'd like to help you, but I really don't have any connections.
Now, Joe, I listen to your show every week. You must have connections.
All right, Dottie, sing.
Wait a minute. I want to sing with the guy who brung me. Rudy?
Dottie and I are going to sing a little song we sang together down at the Coast Guard Patrol Base about a year ago. Sunday, Monday, or always.
You're on.
Won't you tell me when we will meet again? Sunday, Monday, or always. If you're satisfied, I'll be at your side. Sunday, Monday, or always. No need to tell me now what makes the world go round. When at the sight of you my heart begins to pound and pound. And what am I to do? Can't I be with you? Sunday, Monday, or always. Won't you tell me when we will meet again? Sunday, Monday, or Bexell. If you're satisfied, I'll be at your side. Sunday, oh, but always Bexell. No need to tell me now what makes the world go round. When at the sight of you my heart begins to pound and pound. And what am I to do? Can't I be with you? Sunday, Monday, or always.
That was swell, kids. Really swell. And now...
Say, Joe, look who just came in. Jack Benny.
Fine time to be showing up for my anniversary program. I'll fix that guy. And now, folks, we've had a lot of famous stars as contestants on our quiz show, so as a change, for the next contestant, we're going to pick a complete nobody. You, young man, won't you step up here, please?
Who, me?
You, well, just please stand just a little closer to the microphone. And don't be nervous. You'll get used to talking into it after a while.
Remember me? I'm Jack Benny.
Well, and where are you from, Mr.
Benny. Benny, I'm from Benny. Waukegan. Waukegan, Illinois.
Waukegan. Waukegan, Waukegan. And how do you spell it?
My writers help me.
And what do you do for a living, Mr.
Benny.
Benny, yes.
I'm a violinist.
Oh,
I'll go along with a gag. Oh, I advertise cigarettes.
Cigarettes?
Yeah.
You advertise? Most places advertise no cigarettes.
Now, look, Mr.
Brown.
A likely story. Now, look, I came here to make a living. I mean, $80. You do give away $80, don't you?
Well, you earn it, yes. But you have to answer questions. Don't tell me you'd like to try it.
Well, it might be worthwhile. I mean, educational, of course.
Well, yes. I know your type. If you answer the $80 question, you'll probably refuse to take the money.
Well, if I do, force me.
Look, Mr. Benny, for example, do you want to go to Paris for $80?
For $80, I'd go to Berlin.
Okay, our first stop is Glendale for $2.50. Here's one of the easier questions. What's the chemical formula for tetraethyl chloride?
What's that?
I say, the chemical formula for tetraethyl chloride.
Hmm. I should strain myself for a lousy $2.50.
Well, that was so simple, I'll give you another one. Now, here we go to Las Vegas for $5. What is meant by photosynthesis?
Photo-what-synthesis?
Photosynthesis. Photosynthesis. And you shouldn't ask me the questions.
Is that a $5 question, is it? Worth $5 just to pronounce it, you know. Photosynthesis. Oh, photosynthesis is the process in plant life by which carbohydrates are manufactured via light and chlorophyll bodies.
How did you know that?
I just took a wild guess.
I'd better hide my answer sheet. This guy sees more than a sailor with a 3-hour pass. All right, we're in Las Vegas with $5. Would you like to keep going?
Certainly. What can I do with $5 in Las Vegas?
Very well. Your next stop is St. Joe.
Oh, swell. They love me in St. Joe. I mean, they love me in St. Joe.
Yeah. Here's your question. Who invented the practical unit of the electrical power?
What?
I say, who invented... Wait till I look back at that.
You're killing a wonderful gag here. You know that. Go ahead. Ask me that again.
I'm trying.
Go ahead.
Who invented the practical unit of electrical power?
What?
That's correct, James Watt.
Well, it's about time. Gee, I'm a regular Joel Kupperman here.
And now on to Chicago for $20. And here's the question. Where are the immigrants quartered when they arrive from Europe?
Immigrants?
Immigrants.
Immigrants? Ellis...
Mm-hmm. Come on. Ellis what?
Ellis MFT.
You were lucky to get that one. Remind me to tell you about Bexell sometimes. All right, this next question takes you to Florida. You want to go to Florida?
Yes.
You'll be sorry.
Who was that?
President of the California Chamber of Commerce.
Well, tell him to take off his raincoat and sit down.
All right. You want to go to Florida, stay where you are.
I'll go. I'm the kind of a guy who has to keep moving, you know me.
Yeah, with those jokes, it's safer.
Yeah.
All right, here's the question. What Roman emperor was stabbed by Brutus?
What Roman emperor was stabbed by Brutus?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Joe, you've got a great show here. You know, really, I listen to it every Sunday. I really do. I never miss it. It's simply terrific.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Okay, Jack, I can take a hint. His name starts with the letter C.
Roman emperor starts with C. That's Kalox tooth powder, Joe. That, you know, that's the best tooth powder you can buy today. It really is.
C-A.
C-A.
Mm-hmm.
C-A. Stabbed by Brutus. That book you wrote, too. Your Kids and Mine. Isn't that the title of it, Your Kids and Mine? I think it was the most wonderful.
E.
C-A-E. C-A-E. Roman emperor. I don't know how you do it, Joe. 44 years in show business. You look so young, too, you know.
S-A-R.
C-A-E. C-A-E-S. C-A-E-S-A-R. I've got it.
Yeah, who is it?
Sousa. John Philip Sousa.
You're wrong. It's Caesar.
That's what I said. Can I help it if my plates are loose?
All right, all right. Do you want to try for the $80 question?
Well, I...
Okay, here it is. Why? Who said, don't give up the ship?
Oh, you too, huh?
Well, it was... Remember, Jack, if you tell the right answer, you get $80.
I don't care what you say or anybody else says. It was John Paul Jones.
You're right.
I am.
Oh, Jack's fainted. Jack's fainted. Get some water. Quick, get some water.
Make it 7-Up. With the $80, I can afford it.
You hear a lot about what various vitamins may do. Today we are able to place before you a report on what Bexell Vitamin B Complex Capsules have done for a group of people in Chicago. We think that you will find these facts helpful. Several doctors in Chicago took a group of men and women, not sick people, but people who led normal lives, went to work every day, ate an average diet. And they gave these people Bexell Vitamin B Complex Capsules for 90 days. What happened? The doctors in charge reported this.
The supplementation of average diets with Bexell Vitamin B Complex Capsules had a favorable effect in the reduction of fatigue. It also indicated a beneficial effect on mental alertness, appetite, and sleep. And this happened in enough cases for the results to be scientifically significant.
If you have been feeling under par yourself, tired, nervous, and fatigued, it might be due to a mild vitamin B deficiency in your diet. Find out what Bexell can do for you. That's Bexell, B-E-X-E-L, Vitamin B Complex Capsules. Here is Joey Brown again.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's so many warm thoughts around my heart. The words won't come to my lips, and I believe if I had my choice of all things, I would rather have the love of my fellow man and then pray that I would never let them down. I'm deeply honored by the appearance voluntarily of his grand friends, Jack Benny, Dottie L'Amour, Rudy Vallee, Hedda Hopper, and Orson Welles. I also want to thank the listeners of Stop or Go and all the kids in the armed forces that I have been privileged to entertain. And thanks to McKesson and Robbins, the makers of Kellogg's and Bexell, for making this 44th anniversary broadcast possible. Thanks again, and good night.
Stop or Go was presented from Hollywood by McKesson and Robbins. Jack Benny appeared through the courtesy of Lucky Strike Cigarettes. Rudy Vallee through the courtesy of the makers of Dream Shampoo. Hedda Hopper through the courtesy of Armour & Company. Dorothy L'Amour will soon be seen in Paramount's A Medal for Benny. And...
And don't forget, Ted, Orson Welles appeared through the courtesy of Rita Hayworth. Good night.
Good night, Joe. This is Ted Myers reminding you to listen to Stop or Go next Sunday at the same time.
What is Yodora? Yodora is the modern cream deodorant. Yodora is gentle, soft, delightful to use, and actually soothing to normal skin. Yet Yodora gives prolonged protection. Y-O-D-O-R-A, Yodora, spells the modern cream deodorant.
This is the Blue Network.
6 o'clock at KECA, Los Angeles.